In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and unto the ages of all ages, Amen. I would like to briefly meditate with you today on a word that our Lord Jesus said, if you love me. If you love me, our Lord said, do my commandments and keep my commandments. This is mentioned in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. If we notice today in the Catholic reading, all of it is speaking about loving God and loving one's neighbor. And he said several times in the Catholic epistle reading from 1 John 4:15 to 21 about abiding in him. And then he goes to say, he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And if someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. So the commandment is clear that we should love God and we should love one another. In our modern day portrayal of love, it's always about the heart, and the heart always represented the emotions. But as a matter of fact, the type of love that God is asking us is not only the affection or the emotion, the portrayal of some kind of emotion or just words, but it is love in action. That's why our Lord Jesus said in John 14, verse 15, as we just mentioned, if you love me, keep my commandments. Don't just give me lip service. Don't just give me a bunch of nice decorated words. Show me your love. Prove it to me. If you love me, do my commandments. If you love me, truly, love your brother and love your sister. And St. John said in the epistle here that if indeed I say that I love God, then I must love my brother also. I must be in peace with my fellow human being. Earlier this week, I attended a wake and then a funeral. There was a wake on Tuesday night and then the funeral of the father and grandfather of members of our congregation. Who passed away earlier this week. And in that week, his granddaughter stood up to speak about him. And she had prepared a beautiful eulogy about how much her grandfather affected her life, and she learned so much from him, and how much he played with them and made them feel special and comfortable. And she was like bawling and emotional, because she had truly experienced the greatness of this man who passed away. And then Abuna asked me to say a word. While I had seen that great man a few times in the hospital, I met him a couple of times, but I didn't have as much experience with him like this young lady. So after I said my word, which was more or less very generic and general, I thought to myself, isn't it the same way in terms of my relationship with my Savior? The day that I can say that I've experienced him, I will be speaking about him just like this young lady. Very emotional. Because I've tasted him, I've met him, I've experienced him. He has shown me truly his love in my life. And now I'm speaking from experience to others about how great my Lord is. But then there's some other people who would represent me in this story, who when it comes to Christ, when it comes to Jesus, they're very general, very generic. So many times you hear in the news, Jesus did and faced that and God this, and you know, very generic. There's no experience, there is no emotions, there is no feelings, there is no works, there is no action, there is no experience with this person we are speaking about. And it turns out to be something that is very systematic and something that is very shallow. For this reason, at the end of this Coptic calendar year, you know that the end of this coming week will be the end of this Coptic year, and we'll start this coming Saturday a new Coptic calendar. So at the end of this year, God wants to send us a message to tell us that if you love me, show it to me, prove it to me. I was just listening to a sermon by His Holiness Pope Shenouda, who said the following beautiful words. He said, if I come to anyone from those in attendance now and I say, do you love God? Everyone's going to say, yes, for sure, definitely. But he said, don't be too quick to answer. Think about it first. If you love God, do you spend time in prayer, in meditation, in quiet time? If you love someone, you want to spend more time with him. All of us are busy. All of us have a million and one things to do, and chores to accomplish, and things and checklists, and work, and leisure, and this, and that. And the last thing we remember, if we remember, is God in our daily lives. So how can I say that I love him if I don't spend time with him? If you love God, study his commandments, study his words, spend time with the scriptures. Because unless we are filled with his words and just enjoy reading his words so much, we will never be able to stand up and share with others how beautiful our Lord is. It's okay. If I don't experience him, he's okay. He's God. Many religions teach about God that he is the God Almighty in heaven, and we are here on earth, and there is hardly any connection. But the beauty of Christianity is that it has bridged this huge gap between heaven and earth. And in the incarnation of God, he said, I don't want you to reach all the way up to me in heaven. I'm coming down to you to be part of the human race so that you can relate best to me. If you love me, do my commandments. Our Lord Jesus, in the chapter just prior to that, did something which was quite amazing. He washed the disciples' feet. He washed the disciples' feet and he said to them, you call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Again, the word do, it's an action verb. Action. Do as I say, do as I command. If you love me, do my commandment. Wash each other's feet. Don't talk about each other behind one's back. Don't judge one another. Love one another. Do we wash each other's feet as a community, as a church? Are we accommodating and accepting and loving and caring for each person who comes into our assembly, so that when they leave, they feel the Spirit of God present in this church? This is what God wants. If you love me, do my commands. My command is what? To wash each other's feet, to kneel down, to humble ourselves. This, in the church, it's not about who has which rank, and who is higher, and who is lower, and who is richer, and who is poorer, and who is smarter, and who is not, and who is a sinner, and who is righteous. In front of the throne of God, we all cast our crowns. We all cast our armors. Anything that gives us distinction from anyone else, we come before the throne of God and before His altar, and we said, here is my glory. My glory is in front of you. And that's why for some reason, that the if the scripture says that women, the woman's hair is her glory. That's why she comes to church and covers her hair, to say, Lord, even this glory of mine, I cast it before you. I cast it in front of you. I humble myself in front of you as I cover my hair. Because it doesn't matter if I'm dressed in the best apparel and this and that, I cast it out. And we all, as you see the deacons, we all wear the same galabeya or tonya. So that it doesn't matter what I'm wearing, what it doesn't matter what's, the clothes that may distinguish us. When we come to church, we're all in the same attire, so that we are all one. Because when we come to church, we want to focus on worship and focus on praise and focus on the joy of the Lord that is our strength. So I just want to leave with you these few thoughts. Today, as we commemorate the Annunciation, we remember our beloved mother, Saint Mary, who was so modest and humble, and she loved God so much that she said to the angel, let it be done according to God's will. I am the handmaiden, or I am the servant of the Lord. As we remember the Nativity, we remember the place where Christ was born wasn't necessarily the most fancier place, or the in a castle or this or that. He was born in a manger. And today God is looking for those hearts like mangers to be born in, and to be born at, those who are ready to receive Him and to say, Lord Jesus, I love you, not just with my heart emotions, but with my mind and action and will. And I will show that I truly love you by the way that I live in the world, amongst the people who don't remember you, or amongst the people who don't honor you. Despite all of this, I will honor you and I will praise you, and you will always be first and foremost in my life. And as we commemorate the Holy Resurrection today, we remember the power that God gives to His children and the power of His resurrection. The power that God gives to His children who truly love Him. He will give them the wisdom and the discernment and the ability to be able to deal with the generation that we live amongst, the people who are in the world. When we love God, definitely we will be in peace with others who are around us, whether they are colleagues or family members or any person that meets us. Indeed, they will see in us the love of God. Remember the words of God today, if you love me, keep my commandments. The more that we dig into God's word and be joyful in His presence, the more God will fill our hearts and lives, and we will be more like Him. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.